The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're kicking back, pouring yourself a cup of coffee, if you're having breakfast with us, or if you're having a little lunch or sandwich, or maybe you're just sitting outside in the driveway listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on your iPhone on the ESPN app. That's always a cool thing to listen to us on, and you can't go wrong with that at all. Okay, on this week's show, we're going to hear from our good buddy Captain Tony. He's sitting on the dock by his boat on Lake Michigan, and we're going to hear how this is the time to get out for some big fish on Lake Michigan with either a midweek early a.m. charter or a late afternoon into the evening charter. That's not a bad idea, let me tell you. And then we're gonna talk to Tony a little bit longer on how much fun we had on Wednesday. Oh, yeah, you'll hear it when we talk to Tony. I got to save that. I can't talk about it yet. So we'll talk about it when Tony gets on. But then I also was down at the ICAST show a couple of weeks ago in Orlando. That's the big fishing lure manufacturer and fishing accessories program that we have every year. And you can't buy anything. It's really for dealers to buy. But as media, I get to go there and see all the new stuff. And I saw a couple of new stuff. I mean, even met a couple of neat people. Because then we're going to have on Fallon Klepper. She's the first female high school angler to win the MLF High School National Championship. Yeah, great person. She's going to go very, very far in the fishing industry. I really like her. And she's got a great story how that whole tournament went. Then Bill Leonard, who I met at the ICAST show, he created a product called Rinse Off. That's right, Rinse Off. This is a portable water container that has a pressurized lawn sprayer that can be used to clean thousands of things, outdoors, including your kids and the dog before they get into your car with sand or mud or whatever. You can give them a quick hose off. And then in our last segment, we're going to hear the Aiden Fishing Report from Western Michigan and, maybe some other outdoor information if we have the time. But there's a lot of stuff going on. Don't forget, the Illinois State Fair is going on this weekend. The Wisconsin State Fair is, I think, also going on this weekend. I know my friends are going up to it midweek, so it's pretty sure it's going on this weekend. So there's a lot of activities to go on throughout the Midwest and beyond. So don't forget that.
Now let's hear from Captain Tony sitting on watching the dock of Diamond Ghost Waste.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. Don't quit your day job.
I know, buddy. Hey, dude, all I can say is, on Wednesday we were out and we didn't spank salmon. We spanked salmon, lake trout, pinks, a little bit of everything, it seems like.
Yeah, we got everything but the slam. We didn't get no brown trout.
Right. If we caught a brownie, actually, funny you mention that, Tony. When you since we're now catching those pink salmon, you're going to have to pick up on those. Remember, it used to just be kings, cohos, brown trout, and Lakers, right?
Correct.
Now you got to add pinks to that, I guess.
Oh, yeah. They're not that big, but they're good eating.
Yep.
They look like a coho, but the tails with the round spots on them, or the oval spots, actually, is determined that they are a pink salmon. Don't get them confused with little kings, but, yeah, we're seeing a lot more pinks out there, remarkably. Yeah, inshore, offshore. Like, we started on Wednesday, we were inshore, took a nice couple kings in there, a couple little kings in there, and then we bailed and we went to deep water, and we shut down, I think it was 140. We started taking, we took a first, our first fish was a rainbow, and then we proceeded to spank every other species that was out there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Tony, this is the time of the year where you can, you know, midweek charter could be dynamic, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Either morning or even, you know, you want to do an afternoon or even towards the late evening. You know, I'm pretty versatile. Yeah, we got two-person charters, four-person charters during the week. You know, we got to hop on the bandwagon if you want to put some fish in your freezer.
Oh, yeah. And you know what, Tony? I don't think a lot of charter operations have two- and four-person charters. So you're kind of a unique person that you're able to do that with people. And, you know, when we went out very early in the morning. But as you said, you can also do this very, you know, you can do it late into the afternoon, into the evening.
Right, right. Yeah, we're pretty versatile out there right now this time, you know. Again, you know, we're equipped for families, you know, father and sons, fathers and daughters, mothers and daughters, you know, group of four guys coming out, you know. We got some accommodations for everybody.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things there, this is also, well, you know, we didn't get any that were over 20 pounds on Wednesday, but we got some nice steelhead, and, you know, they were just, you know, gorgeous fish. But
I think we had eight and 10 or 8 and 12, something like that. They were pretty nice fish.
Mm-hmm. No, they really were. And so, but I mean, you know, you could tie into a 15, 18, 20 pound, you know, king. And you're going to know it in your arm for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, they're around. You know, they're not in big numbers, but, you know, right place, right time, you'll definitely catch kings out there. Now, usually a lot of guys go pre-dawn, you know, go out in the dark, set up, run some glow spoons. You know, we ran some glow spoons. We ran some regular spoons. We got our king this morning on the fly in the Dodger, of course.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to cover the bases out there, you know, give them a buffet, you know, set the table.
Yeah, exactly. And once again, this is, I love the way that Diamond Ghost Charters has their boat set up, because you're set up perfectly for a group of six people, but, you know, if you don't turn that down and you only want to have two people, or, and it's, you know, people are having a hard time getting, you know, hey, four or five or six guys or ladies to get, you know, commit. You know, this is a great way to get out there. And ladies, this is the time to get out there and put some salmon in the freezer for, you know, oh my goodness gracious. And, you know, Tony can set up a charter with you guys and, you know, show you the ropes out there and, you know, show you how this all works out. And, you know, you're probably an accomplished angler already. And, you know, you'll show Tony a couple of things on how to put those big salmon in the boat.
I'm always willing to learn how to fish.
Oh, yeah. And
there's always that edge that you can have to get them to bite a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. What's the thing that I don't understand that, you know, when we start getting into August and September, those fish are the ones that are not, we're not like the 4, 5, and 6-year-old kings that are going to pass, but those steelhead and Lakers and stuff, they're bulking up.
Oh, yeah. Steelheads live pretty long time. I think it's, I want to say 7 to 9 years, I think.
Yeah.
For steelhead. Lakers live a longer time.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, you know, it's like, yeah, they bulk up. They start eating, you know, they start migrating in and out. Going from reef to reef. Again, they're just eating machines. This is the time of year that you want to definitely go grab some big Lakers for the smoker, or some great kings for the grill, or even some stuff on the grill with foil.
Yeah, which you did on Wednesday night and sent me the photos, which I'm going to, you know.
Oh, that was so good. A little butter on top, just drop them on the grill for about 10 minutes in foil. Oh, delicious.
That sounds good, Tony. But, you know, this is what I want people to realize, that, you know, we did it on Wednesday, and they're doing it Thursday, Fridays, the weekend and stuff like that. You know, this is a great time to go. And once again, if you can't, you know, get a whole boat together, and you can only do two or four or five people, call Captain Tony, because he's the guy that can set it up for you to get you out on the big pond to catch some of them big fish.
There you go.
Oh, man. I just, you know, I can't.
I'm we have available here, so, you know, don't sit on the couch and watch TV.
Yeah, don't know. And if when you have beautiful weather, there's nothing better. Nothing
yeah, weather
better.
We'll go out there and fish. We're not going to go out there and, you know, high waves or anything like that. If it rains, of course, we fish in the rain.
Yeah.
You know, so bring rain gear. You know, you're going to get a little bit of wet, so enjoy fishing.
And I have to tell everybody, because so many people think about, you know, chartering and going out there in the daytime. When we went out before sunup, and it was so cool to see the stars out there. And I had a little star chart in my iPhone, and so we were able to pick it up and see the constellations that were out there and what they were. And I mean, it's like a whole different world before the sun comes up. And then the sun comes up, and it's, hey, we're on Lake Michigan. It was so cool.
There you go. Beautiful sunrises out there. Every day it's different. Every day it's beautiful out there. That's my prerequisite for fishing out there. Watch the sun come up. And some days, watch it set.
Yep, can't go wrong with that. Tony, if somebody wants to set up a weekday charter, or, you know, I don't know, you may have a few weekend time slots open, but especially a weekday charter, whether it's early in the morning, or you want to do something in the afternoon into the evening, how is the best way to do this?
I would call the office at area code 847-838-2037. If I'm not answering the phone, please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. Everything's on there. Pictures, pricing, you name it, it's on there.
Everything is on there, including the you know, two- and four-person charters, correct?
Yeah. All the rates are on the website.
Tony, I can't wait to go out there and get that big king and that big fat lake trout. Maybe that a new state record pink that'll jump in Diamond Ghost Charter's boat. You know, I'm ready. I'm ready, my friend.
That record, definitely. And they're not fish, you know. I think the records, there might be a new record at 4.9. Not sure right now. It's still pent, but it's going to be broke again. So come on out and fish.
Oh, that's right. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost Charters?
Fish on. At the dock of the bay.
All right, Tony, I'll let you go. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is now taking deposits for the 2023 London Low Boats. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and the Waterworks Marine wants you to get the boat of your dreams and get on the water and enjoy a day with your friends and family. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or any of those water fun towable items, only make one stop at Waterworks and get on the water faster. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you. Ready? Pull! It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic, being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of four shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter. Or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull!
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, I got me a bass boat equipped to the max. Jail coat and sparkle, she's my waterproof Caroline. She'd see her out on the flats. I got high-tech equipment right.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And with me right now is Fallon, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Fallon Klepper?
Yes, sir.
Fallon Klepper, who is the... We are singing it again. It's We Are the Champions. We're at ICAST, and Fallon, tell everybody what you won as a high school.
I'm the first girl to win the high school national championship for MLS.
Yes! I'm excited about... I guess I'm excited about that. That is so cool. And where did you do this at?
I did this in Florence, Alabama on Lake Pickwick.
Ooh, is that a tough lake to fish?
From what I've heard, no. It's pretty easy.
Oh, but it was a tough day for you.
Kind of not really. I had a great tournament, so.
Okay, so you get down to Pickwick, and how did you qualify for this national tournament?
I had the TBF state championship on my home lake, which is Lake Conroe, and we had 25 pounds on that lake, so we ended up getting first at our state championship also.
25 pounds?
Yes.
You smoked the boys, didn't you?
I did.
You smoked those boys. Oh, that is so cool. And then, so that qualified you for the tournament.
Yes.
Now, what happened when you got to that tournament? I mean, it's got to have been crazy. Like, oh, God, look at all these boats and people and lights and cameras. And was it?
Yes, it was unreal. There were so many people at, we had a meeting the day before, and the stands were just filled with people. And I was in awe. I was like, holy cow. Like, I've never seen this many people at a tournament. And day one, we were boat 309, and there were just so many people right there at takeoff. And I was like, holy cow, like, this is going to be crazy.
That's unbelievable. So, you know, how did you psych yourself up before you got on the water? Did you have to do research? Did you have to, you know, did you sharpen your hooks? What did you do to prep, you know?
Yeah. I basically just, like, get in my mental focus, and I just, like, calm myself down. Like, I go and, like, if we were staying at a hotel, so I went and sat in the truck by myself, and I just, like, told myself that I got it and I can do this and everything's just going to work out in the way it should. And if I don't win, then that's okay, that I still got the option to be here. And it was just, like, amazing. And then we always get our rods ready the night before and make sure everything's ready. Even if it's 11 o'clock at night, we're still going to make sure all of our rods are retied. All of our, we have gas in the boat, we have oil in the boat, everything's turned off and ready for the morning. Graphs are off the boat and just ready to go in the morning.
Okay, so day one shows up, like I says, you're in awe of all these other boats around. You go out, what happens on day one fishing-wise?
So we pull up to our first spot, and there's already two other boats sitting there, so we decided to go down the ledge a little bit, and my partner catches a 615, like, second cast. Then about 30 minutes later, not even, we set the hook at the same time. I have a 4-pounder on. He has another 615 on. So my dad double nets the fish, and then at that time we knew, I thought we had like 16 pounds, something like that, and you could go to early weigh-in. So we decided to just like fish there a little bit longer, see if we got another bigger bite. We ended up not, so we decided to go into weigh-in early, and we got up to the scales, and we were like the second people to weigh in, and we had 1808 for day one.
Whoa.
And it was only a 3-fish limit, and everybody was like, that's like the biggest 3-fish limit caught on this lake ever. And that was just like, that was amazing, just knowing that we broke a record.
Mm-hmm. On Pickwick?
Yes.
On Pickwick. Okay, so you get off, what place did that put you in first day?
First place.
Oh, so you were in first place?
Yes.
Day one. So now the pressure's on.
Yes.
So you wind up, you know, you're in first place. You know, you're probably not sleeping. You're looking at the ceiling in a hotel room going, I gotta, you know. You get up the next morning, you go out. What happened the second day?
So second day we were, so the numbers went backwards after day two. So we were about 309 day one. Day two we were like 100 and something. And it was pretty crazy that day because we know everybody was after us and just like trying to like beat us and stuff like that. Well, we ended up not having a lot of a better day. We ended up only having 7 pounds because we couldn't get that big bite because there was no current. And then I like tougher conditions because then I know it's tougher on everybody else. And me and my team, we Wyatt Ford, we always do better on tougher conditions. So I was hoping maybe that we could still be in the lead. So we get to weigh in, and we aren't the last people to weigh in that day. And then, so we weigh in, and at the end of the tournament, or at the end of day two, we had a 1-ounce lead in front of the second place team. And that's whenever.
1 ounce?
1 ounce. And that's whenever I started freaking out. I was like, oh gosh, like they're going to get us tomorrow. Like, I don't know if we have any fish on that spot still, but I knew in the back of my mind that we probably had it.
Okay. So you got a 1-ounce lead on day two. Oh, Fallon, you must be. I would have hated to see your. You know, it must have been rough on you, but your parents there?
Yes.
They must have been crawling off the walls.
Oh, yes. They
Worse were. Than you, right?
Yes.
So, you know, they're going crazy. You're kind of half crazy. You go to bed, you get up in the morning, have your Wheaties or whatever, and then you go back for day three, right?
Yes.
Now, day three, it's the only top what?
Top 10.
Top 10. Now you're looking at the cream of 409 boats.
Yes.
That should be enough to set your stress level off.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Sure.
Okay.
So day three, we go out. We're first boat. So to take off, so like that, we couldn't even see the people behind us because we were going so fast. But you pull up to our first spot, and it's a little bit of a slower day. The first 30 minutes, my partner catches a 708. I did not think it was that big at all. And then we caught two more fish after that. We get to weigh in, and we obviously are the last people to weigh in. And the second place team walks up behind us after we get up to the weigh line. And I asked them how much they have, and they're like, we only have 7 pounds. And they're like, what do y'all have? And I was like, oh, we probably have like 10 probably. They're like, well, congratulations, because you won. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I started shaking. And the tournament director had to walk over to me and like calm me down because I was shaking so bad. And then they called our name up there to go weigh in, and they said that we needed, I think it was like 8 pounds. And we ended up having like 1204. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like I'm a national champion right now.
That is so cool. That is so cool. And I want all the girls out there. I don't care if they're 5 years old, 10 years old, 50 years old, 90 years old, to realize you can do this. Get out there and fish.
Yes.
They can be part of this. They can do, you know, and I can't even say congratulations enough.
Thank
really,
you.
Because I'm excited for you. I think you did something great. And I know you feel like, oh, I did really good. I think I did something great. No. You did something great. You are the first female champion. That. Put a gold star on your permanent record. Okay, Fallon, thank you so much for going over everything with us and talking about us. Were there anybody that, you know, you want to say thank you to for helping you?
I would say thank you to my dad, most of all. He's been there through thick and thin with me.
What's dad's name?
Julian Klepper.
Okay.
And he has been one of the main, like, people in my life that have been there for me. And I started fishing with him whenever I was 2 years old and started competitively fishing with him whenever I was 11. And he's my rock. He's my best friend. If I want to go fishing, he's going to take me. If I want to go hunting, he's going to take me. There's not a day that I can't call him and he's not going to answer. And I also want to thank my mom and my stepdad for being there for me through this and paying for all of this, because it's definitely not cheap. And then I want to thank the good Lord above, because nothing would have been possible without him.
Well, very good. I'm very proud of you, my dear. And you know what? I'll be seeing you someday holding up the Red Crest tournament, right?
Yes.
That will be one hell of a party.
It was.
Oh, my God. Everybody, that was Fallon Klepper, the first female champion.
Yes.
Of, what was that again?
The first national championship for TBF MLF.
TBF MLF. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us.
Hey,
we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. $9.95, you get 12 big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For you can't beat this deal. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
Ready? Pull! It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic, being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of 4 shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter. Or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum bum bum
bum bum, I feel free. This is Bill Piscitello, owner operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service. We take people out fishing in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoor Radio Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and we're still at the ICAST having way too much fun. And you know I like to look for new stuff. Not just a new colored lure, but new stuff. And I found something that I really want to tell you guys about, because if you want to know what it looks like in person, go to my Chauncey's Great Outdoors Facebook page and you'll see it there, because it is really a unique thing. But we're with Bill Leonard, and it's called Rinse Off. It's, Bill, what is it?
It's a 4-gallon portable water system. And, we market it as the toughest, most durable 4-gallon portable water system. So it comes in two versions. One is a battery powered, one plugs into a cigarette lighter. Again, they hold 4 gallons, has a 9-foot hose, 16 inches tall.
16 so. Inches tall by about 12, 10 inches wide.
9, 12, 16, roughly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so most compact, durable, sporting water system. And so it turns on and off at 45 PSI, and the water volume is 1.2 gallons a minute, so a little bit less than a garden hose, and right about the same pressure as your house. So depending on the selection of the nozzle, you can, make it in a shower mode to rinse, fishing gear off, or if you want to blast something off, you can turn it on the more jet mode. So a couple different settings there. The handle and the nozzle and the hose is all very light. Of course, the water in the container is heavy, so when you're actually using the unit, it's very easy and nimble to use just because of the weight. So it's nice and easy to use. That's about it. I mean, it looks really simple, and it took a long time to make it look really simple, and it's got a lot of quality built into it. We offer a 3-year warranty because we really believe in everything that we've designed and
designed
made.
To do it.
So, yeah.
Now, a couple of things about this. First of all, it's a tall rectangular design. It is hose. It's like an indestructible. First of all, it's indestructible, and the case that it's in is what holds the water. Now, visualize this. I'm going to try to. This is a Chauncey. This isn't Bill talking. This is Chauncey talking. But this is like a, it's a 4-gallon bucket of water that you're able to, because if you're washing something down at 4 gallons, you're throwing a 4-gallon bucket of water on. This, you can use this literally garden hose attachment, hand sprayer where that has, cone full, mist, center flat, shower, jet, on this, whatever you're cleaning or rinsing off. Whether it's a picnic table, whether
it could be car camping, you could be hunting, you could be fishing, you could be, tailgating. It's great for tailgating. It's just great for everything. If you travel, to give you an example, we're here at ICAST, and I had to restock the ice chest so we could have a little bit of fun, and there was a blown open sandwich in the ice chest. Everyone's seen that before. It's a mess. I flipped it upside down, completely rinsed the ice chest out, cleaned off all the other things in the ice chest, put it back together with fresh ice. So once you travel with one, you don't want to be without it. It's just, it's portable water, pressurized water. The container and the hose and all the assemblies, everything that we've designed is all BPA free, so you can drink from it. You can do anything from take your dog to a muddy park. He runs around, you can squirt the dog off, give him a drink. I drink from it all the time when I travel. I always have it in there. I don't even bring water bottles. I just drink from this thing. So I always put clean, fresh drinking water in it. Of course, that's what we recommend. It's just one of those things that covers this mass.
There's so many things you could use.
Exactly.
Think about, you're going to have a 4-gallon bucket of water that's pressurized. And, here's the other thing. If you're using whether you're using the one that has the battery in it, that'll run 80 gallons of water. Or you have the one that you plug into you could tell our age when we call it a cigarette lighter. Yeah. Now they call it electronic.
They call it a power port.
Power port, You plug that in a power port. And as long as you keep putting water in it, it's going to keep spraying for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I use the plug-in one because I just bring water. I have a minivan. You can tell my age. So, you know, it's always plugged in. I just dump a gallon of water in it. I just keep it refilled because I go to the beach and surf a lot. So it's just I just never take it out of the van.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, the battery one's great too. You know, especially if you have you know, want to put it in a boat that doesn't have power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something you have to go back and forth with charging. You charge it at the beginning of the summer. I mean, we're looking at 13 volts, and these things have been running all week long. And
yeah,
they haven't even got down to 12 volts on a full charge. So it's just a simple 5-amp-hour lead-acid battery. So it's not a finicky battery, hot nor cold. It's a very simple lead-acid mm-hmm. battery. Comes with a little trickle charger that's not cheap, just a nice little trickle charger. You trickle charge it overnight, and the thing, like, it'll last all summer. You know, I mean, 80 gallons of water is a lot of water. You know?
Yeah, and you just said it. I mean, okay, you got some gunk on your boat. Instead of just scooping water out of the, you know, the lake and dumping it with 5-gallon buckets, you're able to rinse off what you want to clean. And then it goes in your bilge, pumps it out. You mentioned, you know, run around with the dogs. Before you put that nice, wet, slimy, dirty Labrador back from duck hunting into the car, you just say, hey, Duke, come here. And you hold Duke down.
I have a golden retriever that loves two things, water and duck shit. For some reason, he just thinks duck shit is
the bomb. He's the bomb.
He loves it, you know. So yeah, it's great for all that. You know, cleaning fish. It's just, you know, everyone knows and everyone's used. It's like you can finally ditch dumping a bottle of water on your hands after you mm-hmm. hunt or fish. And even if you're freshwater fishing, it's nice to just take the shower mode, blast off your rod and reel, put it in the rack, and you know it's got all the moss and dirt and everything that's off of it. You know what I mean? Salt water is just it's almost a necessity.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I think that's something that the industry has been lacking, you know? Like, you don't have anything that's just, I mean, yes, you have a big 65-foot sport fisher, you got plenty of, you know, fresh water, but, you know, littler boats, it's mm-hmm. great. You just get a quick rinse and put stuff away and as you go, and you know, the quicker you rinse it off, it's not all sun-baked and, you know, harder
right.
to get apart.
You exactly. Know? You know, it's not stuck into the stuck. And, yeah. you know, the other thing I was just thinking, too, is we didn't mention it, you know, for the families, you know, and that are going to the beach with their kids, yeah. whether it's an inland beach or the ocean or whatever, mm-hmm. you know the kids are going to come back with sand in every spot of their body except yeah. their eyes. And so before you put them in the car, the van, yeah. the SUV, you say stop. And you hose yeah. the kid down. Here's a towel. Dry off. You've kept your car clean.
It's kind of the fun part of the day, and they come back, and you just blast. You get to squirt them all off. You line them up, and you blast them off. Blast the boogie boards off. Blast all that stuff out. I mean, we live on the West Coast, so mm-hmm. obviously, big beach people, and it's something you don't leave yeah. home without. You know. Yeah.
So. Now, I mean, like I said, it was made for so many different things. Like I said, I can't even think, you know, just visualize what can I do having 4 gallons of water at my fingertips to clean something, rinse something, wash something, do something with. And then, you know, as you said, it's clean water. You could actually, you know, I need it for water for cooking, whatever. Yeah. And then
it's great camping. You do dishes with it. I mean, it's really good for that.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's really good for that. That's actually, like, I have some videos on the website of guys, you know, car camping.
Yeah.
Jeep camp and whatever you want to call it, and they're out and they just do the dishes and, mm-hmm. and then it's your fresh water supply. If you always put drinking water in it, you can drink from it. You know, you can.
What's the website, by the way? You mentioned it twice. I meant to ask you.
So it's Rinse Off, that's the brand name,
mm-hmm.
and rinseoff.com.
Rinseoff.com. And you're able to order these also from the website?
Yeah, you can order from our website. You know, we try to get you to the right dealer because we're big on, you know, supporting the dealer network that mm-hmm. we set up. So yeah, but you can buy online if that's the way you want to do it.
Yeah.
So, and it does come with a 3-year warranty, and you know, we're super proud that we make it here in the United States. We make it, you know, we do all the assembly here, and a lot of people, a lot of jobs, and
it's something
we're proud of.
Right. When I picked it up, Bill, I mean, I found it easy to move around. I didn't feel like I had a bucket next to me.
No, it's on a bucket. When you look at the handle, mm-hmm. I think every guy with big hands can appreciate the handle. I'm 6'1", I have big hands, when I grab this thing, it fits in your hand, and it's big enough to where if you're a woman, you want to pick it up with two hands, you can. But, you know, it's a nice, nice feeling handle, you know. Mm-hmm. It's actually spent a lot, there's a lot of thought in making this look so simple.
Yeah.
It's over 2 years of development in testing, so it took a lot of time to make it the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, the women I know could pick it up, but it's those young teenage kids that I want to say, hey, go get that, and they may have to use two hands, you know?
Right.
On this. But well, really, this
you know,
is such a unique...
4 gallons wasn't just a number that we just pulled out of the sky. 4 gallons of water and our unit is an ergonomic number that you can pick up with one hand. There's just some ergonomic common mm-hmm. numbers that you use. And so it's one hand. I would relate it to picking up a bucket of paint, except a bucket of paint doesn't have a good handle. You know what I mean?
No idea.
Yeah, so it's not bad. Mm-hmm. Again, you're not really carrying it around. Most of the time it's, you know, you're picking it up, putting it on over in your campsite mm-hmm. or you're on your boat, or maybe and the rest of the time it's probably in your vehicle. You know, or in your truck or SUV, whatever, and then yeah. you're just using the 9-foot hose.
That's what I'm just. The more I look at this, the more I like all the different things that we have here to do with it. All the different options, all the different utilities for it, and you know, if it's gonna last, like you said, almost a charge to last all summer for you.
Yeah.
You know the one that you plug in. Fine, you just plug it in there, power accessory, and you got it.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. You know, and the plug-in one's a good value. The list price on it's $189. The battery one's a little more expensive at $349. So, I use the plug-in one. I mean, I can use whatever, but mm-hmm. I use the plug-in one. So
that's cool. This is so cool, Bill. And like I said, it's not just for fishermen. It's not just for campers. It's not just for the people surfing or on the beach. It's not just for... There are so many applications.
You can even go, you know, we've talked to, you know, the FEMA people and stuff like that. So if there's some sort of, you know, disaster, natural disaster, power outage, things like that, you can have fresh water. You know, you can have fresh pumped water, whether it's to do a few dishes or, you know, shower off, things like that. You know, it's also good for emergencies.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. I never even thought of that. That's another thing.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to be prepared now because you never know with power outages, this, that, and the other thing,
right.
Brownouts. There's so many.
Yeah. And it really serves that purpose of, you know, like for real, like, you know, you just, again, you always have it with clean drinking water and you've got something.
So. Yes. And they come in I'm going to sound like a commercial. It comes in a variety of, you know, beautiful colors from white to black. To olive,
yep.
Gray,
I think
green.
I think the color is camp green.
Camp green.
Yeah.
And blue and a blue one.
Yeah.
Blue one's a very nice one.
Yeah.
But it's just, Bill, this is so cool. I'm glad I came over and learned about them. And I really want people to go to, you know, rinseoff.com.
Yep.
And even check out the, you know, couple pictures on the website, the Chauncey's Great Outdoors Facebook page, because it's really something neat to look at, and I just think this is one of the cool things that happens.
You know what's so funny is there was a guy that called, and he was a trucker, and he goes, hey, I want to buy one of these things, like, and something about, he had a question on the website. I go, yeah, okay, no problem. He's like, I go, what are you going to use it for, a truck? And he goes, I make smoothies. I'm like, all right, trucker making smoothies. And I'm like, that's a new one. He's like, yeah, I need something to rinse all my smoothie cups out. I'm like, okay, there you go. We'll take care of it for you.
Bill, it's just an object of 1,001 uses. That's all I can say. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was Bill Leonard, everybody. Once again, rinseoff.com. Go to the site, check out the thing. This is really a cool thing I saw at ICAST. You know what? You may wind up getting one of these because you're going to find 1,002 uses for it, okay? You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Ready? Pull. It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of 4 shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter, or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future.
So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hint of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
The bluegill boogie.
Well, hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying today's Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Remember, this show is your show of things you like to do in the great outdoors. If there's something I'm not finding out or talking about, send us a note, okay? You can send it to Chauncey's Media@AOL.com. Chauncey's Media@AOL.com. And we'll try to get it on the show if there's a subject that you like that we should be covering and don't. All right, let's talk about, first of all, it was great hearing from Captain Tony and all the unbelievable salmon we caught last Wednesday, and he's still doing it this week, this weekend, I know. And that young girl, Fallon Klepper, oh my goodness, what a young woman who's an accomplished angler. She could run the bow of my boat anytime she wants. She is really good. And nose fishing and everything else. It was a great time talking with her. And, of course, Bill Leonard, that rinse-off product, I'm not kidding you. Think of how many times you wish you had something that you could just, you know, a little bit of spray here and there, and you're done, and you could, you know, everybody's clean, your tools are clean. If you're a saltwater angler, you spray it on your reels, clean off the salt. If you're filleting fish, you got that mess of crappie or you got that mess of perch, and you want to make sure the table's cleaned off outside, you just spray that down, you know, when you're in the state park area or wherever you're cleaning your fish. That's a great item, and many other items you can use it for. But first, we better talk about the Aiden Fishing Report, because I don't want to get an email from him later on today. Okay. Oh, before we get to the Aiden Fish Report, let's hit a couple of things that are going on. First of all, the Illinois State Fair is going on now till August 21st. Yes, it's fun to go to the fair. You see all the animals. They have carnival rides. They have tasting booths. They have ice cream areas where you can get, you know, ice cream made on the spot. It's an unbelievable event everybody should go to. And you know what? There's 31 acres of trees, grass, and calmness called Conservation World. That is the gem of the Illinois State Fair. You can get all the outdoor information you want. Talk to the people in charge. Even the director, Colleen, is down there. It is so much fun to go to the Conservation World at the Illinois State Fair. You have to put a note on it. And if you're a senior citizen or a scout or a scout leader, you can get in for free this coming Monday at the Illinois State Fair. I like that. I'll be down there for free day because I cover both of those. But it's going to be a great time. Oh, I just can't wait to get down to the State Fair. And you know what? The Wisconsin State Fair goes to August 14th, and that is another item that is just a lot of fun. I know it's going to end in a couple days, but, you know, just like the Illinois State Fair, the Wisconsin State Fair, you just get lost. And when you hit the food area, you're going to get lost for a week, and don't get on the scale for a couple of days because it'll never balance out. Let's talk about a few things. You know, there's still, I haven't received information from the state of Illinois about the new record salmon, pink salmon that was caught in Lake Michigan, so we're still waiting on that one. The Madison, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting a public meeting to get feedback on future management of salmon and trout in Lake Michigan. The meeting takes place between 6 and 9 on August 30th at the Lakeshore Technical College Centennial Hall in Cleveland, Wisconsin. The staff is going to present the Lake Michigan survey information, and stakeholders will be able to share ideas and input stuff for the future. And if you're a salmon fisherman in Wisconsin or even in Northern Illinois, I would maybe take a ride up and listen to what they're going to say. I like that concept. Hey, let's get the Aiden Fishing Report so I don't get a phone call later on this afternoon saying, Papa, where's my report? I didn't hear it. Here it goes. And this was sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. 708-798-9700. Tell them Chauncey called. All right. Here, Papa, we went out again to put fish in the freezer for the winter. We found king salmon 50 to 140 feet down in 120 feet to 250 feet of water. That's getting deep. Glow-in-the-dark spoons, green meat rigs, and those flies that Captain Tony gave you for me all worked very well. Please tell him thank you. We caught some fish on them. One fish hit the lure when I was letting line out, and it almost took me into the water because I was not going to let that fishing rod get pulled out of my hands, and Dad would have yelled at me if I lost it. He took the rod and said, wow, that's a big fish. It was a king, about 18 pounds. He said, I did really good. Most fish were caught in low light times.
Uncle Tom and Rusty were fishing for salmon by the St. Joe and said that the fish are there. They must be getting to run up the river. He said that they fished 80 to 100 feet of water and were catching lake trout and a few salmon. The deeper boats caught more salmon and less lake trout. Spin doctors, those are those whirly things, flies and meat rugs. Rigs, not rugs, rigs. They said were working best. Uncle Tom said he wanted perch, so they went into 35 feet of water. But as the week progressed, they had to move a little bit deeper every day. Better water was around 45 feet for the perch. Looking forward to seeing you again soon. Remember, if you get any new stuff and want to give it to your favorite fishing grandson, bring it up. Love, Aiden. I love this kid. He's a stitch. And once again, the report is sponsored by our friends. Where? At Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Remember that. Oh, other fishing reports that are going on out there. Lake Michigan, they're in Indiana waters, they're working the humps for the perch. That's a good sign. But, you know, you got to watch the weather and the wind and stuff like that. You're going on a little way. Shore fishermen are really not getting that many perch. So, yeah, I know, we got to kick back. Wren Lake, it's still doing very good with catfish and bass. Catfish pretty much anytime late in the afternoon into the evening. Bass early and late in the afternoon. Bluegill and crappie, they're always active down there, and they're moving a little bit deeper water, those crappie. We're seeing the Illinois River. Some of the sauger that are being caught are being bounced off the bottom in the deeper cuts close to bridge pilings. That's a good sign. Fox River, fish the shadow areas. That means any place with shade with a little deeper hole around it is going to give you maybe some bass and some smallmouth and even some catfish in those areas. Those are all keen areas to notice. Up in northern Wisconsin, the Chippewa flowage, water's a little bit low, so you got to be careful on which side you're riding that boat. You don't want to buy a new prop. But the bluegill are stealing almost every bait that you can throw into the water. I think that's funny. One of my reporters said, Chauncey, you're using leeches, but the bluegill were ripping them off before we got to the bottom. Well, they're hungry. What do you expect? That's a pretty cool thing. And then back into Illinois waters, the Mississippi River, the backwaters were producing some nice-sized catfish and big bluegills fished around the stumps. Those are key areas in those locations, and let's not pass that up. In the forest preserves of Cook County, we're looking at bluegills and bullhead, pretty much your dominant ones. Bass, put something on a bobber next to the weed bed in the shadow, and then you're going to catch fish. Well, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the program. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Cheyenne Nation. It says, if a man is as wise as a serpent, he can afford to be as harmless as a dove. If a man is as wise as a serpent, he can afford to be as harmless as a dove. Wow. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching, and the doves we're going to be chasing pretty soon next month. We borrow it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.